Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call a regular meeting Friday, September 6th, Osage Minerals Council. Call it to order. I'm sorry, dear, I should have got that. With that, I've asked Councilman Red Eagle to give us an opening prayer and reading of our deceased. Please rise.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day and beautiful seasons that you granted us, Father. Bless all those that are here today. Bless our council here. Wali the Wakanda, Wakanda Jinki. Bring our minds together, Father, so we can make good decisions for our people, Father, our shareholders, and our future shareholders, Father, for the betterment of all our people and all the community involved, Father. They all depend on us, Father. Give us strength today and bless all those that are grieved this hour, Father.
Yes, sir.
Bless those that are not well today, Father. Bless those that are not able to be here. Bless those that are in military at this time, Father, that they're thinking about home. The way they talk, Father. Give us all strength today and give us guidance, your good guidance and blessing, Father. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Please be
seated. Deceased Osage is Edward E. Bollinger, July 29, 2019, Pasco, Oklahoma. Earl E. Rhodes, Jr., August 9, 2019, Kabul, Missouri. Edward D. Smith, Jr., August 2nd, 2019, Anaheim, California. Mary Miller, July 13, 2019, Fontana, California. Helen May Ridman, May 25th, 2019, Scottick, Oklahoma. Jack L. Barber, August 8, 2019, St. Louis, Missouri. And Jeffrey B. Kidder, August 27, 2019, Barnesville, Oklahoma. May they rest in peace.
Wait a minute. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Present.
Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn? Councilman Redigal?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Present.
Secretary Yates?
Present.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to go into our new business. But for the agenda item, I'd like to make one short announcement. On September 25th, 2019, EPA held an informative public meeting for questions and answers from 5:30 to 6:30, followed by a public hearing at 7 o'clock. Proposed actions in the Pawhuska High School Lecture Hall, 621 East 15th Street, Pawhuska, Oklahoma, 74056. Comments, draft permits, and modifications may be submitted to the Dallas office through the end of the public comment period, which ends on the conclusion of the public hearing September 25th. With that, again, that will be our EPA for public comment on the Pawhuska High School. Draft permits and modifications. Is there anything I can add to that?
This is, they're wrapping up the investigation on the Bird, it's referred to as the Bird Creek spill.
Thank you.
And it involves an agreement with the oil companies involved, Gyra Resources of Tulsa and Warren American Oil Company of Tulsa. So they'll be laying out what they've decided, and don't ask me what they've decided.
Just for clarification, is there another meeting on the 24th?
I'm not positive about that. Councilman Foreman, the Councilman.
As we talked last night, and when they put out an email, we were going to add, it's inadvertently omitted from the agenda,
yes,
the natural gas consultant on old business. I see that it's still not there. I have requested that over a week ago.
With that being said, thank you for taking care of that yesterday. I did tell Councilman Foreman that it's an oversight on my part over the two consultants for hers and Councilman Redcorn's. We did get the other consultant. It's on there. Okay. Any other comments? Councilman Gary, please.
Yes. I just want to make sure that, isn't there a meeting on the 24th in Tulsa about the ABB delisting, possible delisting?
comment on that?
Please.
I got a call, well, I didn't get a call, I was talking to a colleague the other day, and I know that Andy Riddick has been checking on that, and there's been no announcement in the Federal Register yet that the meeting is going to take place. At least as of yesterday at noon.
The public notice, I mean, our comments just went in the 3rd, September 3rd, so it'd be kind of quick to have a...
Well, now that was...
You know, this is the, that's a tariff.
Oh, that was a tariff.
Yeah, Fred Storrs looked at it every day, it's not...
Yes, sir, but now's a perfect time to tell our shareholders, we do have this. Those comments, we were waiting until we hear the official word on the declaration of the date, time. The tariff has had comments in it. We can't just let it go by without us looking at what's there for the Osage Minerals Council and our shareholder. And we don't dictate to the nation what its plans are, and specifically 1906 will drive that train. And we fulfill all the requirements for the tariff and TITO, but if this council is not putting the application in, we haven't even seen the final effort from the United States on this. But both items have been taken care of by our attorneys. Council.
I received an email from Andy Riddick, and it says Margo attached his letter scheduled to be published in the Federal Register Monday for the ABB public meeting. It will be held September 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Oklahoma University Schusterman Center, Perkins Auditorium, LC14502, East 41st Street in Tulsa. He said this will probably be our only chance to ask FWS questions, and you will hear questions from other entities that will probably raise more questions. So anyway, he had sent that. I will forward this out to all council.
Thank you, dear. Also, with that being said, we are going to maintain our effort with the scientific on how we could lose our acre and a half set aside. Secondly, the delisting itself, we have asked for that for 5.5 years. So that should go on record, along with some of our producers, to the meetings with the former councils. So that would be in play. And then the very last is the regulatory. Yeah, what's up?
You got me.
Okay, well, at any case, I just want to make sure we got that on the record. Councilman Red Eagle.
Yeah, I think Chairman, did the Sierra Club, did they sue the Fish and Wildlife Service?
There are many applicable lawsuits. Council?
I think it was an environmental group that has brought this appeal. So there hasn't been a lawsuit, but under the administrative procedures, they can ask for this hearing, which also extends the comment period. So we think we may learn something at this hearing.
Yes,
in addition to be able to kind of refine our comments, I'll be working on with Dr. Howard.
Thank you. With that, we'd like to go into the next item on the agenda, Council. I'd like to have Mrs. Patricia Smith. Ma'am, if you would like to come up here and have a seat with us, please do an introduction. She is here over the property she has on the Osage Reservation, and it has some unplugged wells on it. And with that, Ms. Smith, please just make yourself at home.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity. My quest started in 2003, and the last leaser of the property was Mr. Maggard, and in starting the quest, Mr. Sellers, who was then employed with BIA, came out, did the survey, determined how many wells had to be plugged. Since 2015 up to 2017, we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And come to find out, time had expired and the bond on Mr. Maggard could not be called because the time had expired. So I'm one of those that you lost the $5,000 because the BIA didn't call the bond in the time. So anyway, up to that, then we had one of the wells that was purging, and it was a necessity, and thanks to Mr. Waller, we got that taken care of in a timely manner, and that one was...
And my counsel, thank you.
And then I had a gas well that was close to my house, and we pursued that, and again, thank you So, we're up to now, and I had the opportunity of speaking to the board to get the gas well played. April 2018, I've talked to Mr. Walter, Mr. Lynn, and Mr. Rebar, who have been very good in answering my questions and my concerns. But from, this is just for your information, from 2015 to 2017, I called many, many times, and I always got this one, this one, this one, and this one, and this one. But since we've had a change in system, I get an answer now when I call. Thank you all very much for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, Mr. McGuire came out to reassess the wells in September after I had talked in April. He came out in September. And then I sent a letter April the 1st to Superintendent Phillips, again requesting that the wells be plugged. And I got a letter from her stating that when Mr. McGuire was out in April, that he declared one of the wells a priority. And I didn't find that out till I got a copy of the letter from Superintendent Phillips to Chairman Walter. There has been no action taken on the well. I have drills, stem, drill pipes, caps sticking up out of the ground on three wells. And I'm asking, please, can we get these done? One of them is a priority. Mr. McGuire said the other two were P&As, but they were not on the priority list. One of them is a P&A priority. Council members, this was my grandmother's original Indian allotment land. And I feel like it's my duty to be a good steward over this. I am approaching an age in my life when I want to see this finished. And since I started in 2003, it would give me great pleasure if we could get these three wells done. I would be so happy, and I would thank you all very much. Any questions?
I just have a comment for the council, is that the emergency plugging that handles with the BIA is encompassed on exactly that. We have another well that's coming up, but in this specific property, this 4 of 18 should have been even earlier, because we requested, and the last one we plugged was at her back door. I want you to also bring that up. You live on the property.
Yes.
I actually have some next to one of our properties and homes, and it's concerning for us, and we appreciate you being here. I've asked the Bureau of Indian Affairs to look at the one they've already marked as a priority, and then we have the letter from the BIA of a performance well. We're running into the same thing, but they're not finding a owner of the property or the plugged well under the contracts we have. But this emergency plugging, we do have some funds available for that. And I've always told you that we'll try our best, but I can never promise we can knock them out three in a row, but we'll try.
Well, you know, I'm just a good old country girl, but it looks, you know, in business, it looks to me like if you bring all the equipment in to do one, you do three and save money.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry, that's common. Looks to me like common sense. But I know when you're dealing with all the agencies and the entities that common sense sometimes doesn't follow.
We are so glad you came today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
And I do want to say that I appreciate the feedback that I have gotten from everybody, because when I started this, there was one councilman. Well, anyway, I called 27 times before I got an answer.
Thank you.
And so I want to say now that I do appreciate At least I know that I'm getting someplace when you all call me back.
I don't sleep without thinking about it. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for waiting, brother.
I just inquired to Councilman Rebar. I understand these three wells are on the list that Mr. Lynn has submitted to the council. So I recommend that the well committee start acting on this list.
Yes, sir.
And get these wells plugged as they see fit prioritize.
Yes, sir. Councilman Rebar and Councilwoman Gray.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Smith. With regard to the one that the superintendent was already deemed to be a priority, I was talking to Tammy Lieber's office yesterday to find out what the procedure is going to be for my well plugging committee to pursue the plugging of these urgent wells. And I was told that we have to, the first thing we need to do on the emergency wells, and I guess this well number 11 would be considered an emergency well since the superintendent refers to it as a priority, that we present with Tammy Lieber this well and maybe several others that we identify and ask for a waiver of the formal bidding process that takes a significant amount of time for them to acknowledge that these are emergency wells.
That's the key word.
I understand from her office, she's out this week, but her assistant, Carolyn, was doing some research for me yesterday and said that we need to bring it to their attention for them to be able to acknowledge that these are emergencies. And then we can, from that point, access the funds that Councilman Yates had mentioned in some of our recent correspondence that we have. They said we actually had two accounts. One was a well plugging account.
That's correct.
I was told yesterday we had $12,000 in it, which might plug one well, maybe, if there's not a complication. But the other fund, and I'm not familiar with all of our accounts, but
I was told it was
referred to as a remediation account with $170,000+ in it.
Yes, sir.
The question I had for Tammy Lieber's office is, are we allowed to use remediation funds to actually plug wells? And that's something that she couldn't answer, but Tammy can when she gets back money.
Yes, sir. You have our ducks in a row. That's exactly how the emergency funding works. It weighs you the SBA process, and we have always used X amount of contractors through our plugging committee. We go back to that list, see who we can get. The emergency pluggings from Mrs. Smith's property, the BIA is already recognized. We don't have to go through that process once BIA says it's an emergency. And I feel like your committee should have the same. Yes, sir.
All right.
I have to go to Councilwoman Gray and then back to Councilwoman Rick.
I'm just trying to figure out the more simplest way, Ms. Smith, to do this. And I think that instead of it going back to committee and coming back, if we just take action, and I'll be more glad to introduce a resolution based upon both of those recommendations over there. I make a motion that we go for a sole source, which is justified through the BIA letter, for well numbers 11, 12, and 1B, for those to be plugged immediately. We cannot do it?
I can't do that.
Okay.
The well plugging committee, which I used to be the chair, is for emergencies only. And priority would probably satisfy my thoughts on that.
Should
so
I
the
agree?
One well I could go with, and then, again, it's emergency for health, environment, and
public safety.
Public safety, right. Yeah.
So
some of those. So the one well I could go with that.
So 11?
11, number
okay.
11.
I'll be more glad to.
Just leave the well off and put the criteria in. Councilman
okay.
Redcorn.
I got a motion.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Yes, now, dear, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to amend my motion to just do 11 to meet the criteria as health, safety,
and environment.
Environmental. And I just need a second. Then we go to
I'm going to entertain a second. I need a second.
I'll second.
Yeah, thank you, Councilman Revard, Councilman Redcorn, please.
Comment, during our survey of the orphan wells, Bill Lynn found four with high fluid levels, and his definition meets the criteria for, and he calls it emergency, and I would instruct him to send that list immediately to the MBI, which I think happened 2 months ago, 3 months.
It did.
Now, I don't know if we need feedback from them to say, yeah, these are wells that need to be flooded, but I would like to entertain that we add those four to this list, and we start plugging some wells. If we want an additional survey and feedback from BIA, I recommend we alter the resolution to include four BIA's approval. Then we got five on the list, and I'll start plugging.
Yes, sir.
I'll amend my motion to include those four, so it'll be a total of five, and we will get those identified for the resolution.
If I may, just additional per approval from the.
I got this.
Okay.
Bill Lynn's calling them an emergency. I want them to call it two, an emergency.
Yes, sir.
Before we start plugging.
Count. Second.
I would say we just deal with this one right now, and then we get those identified and have the BIA send those to us, and then we can send it where it should go through committee first, which we hadn't even had committee meeting. And I'm willing to do this now. I'm willing to handle this one and the next one coming up. But we need to have it sent to committee, have them vet it, and then send it back for full council approval. And usually if it's an emergency, we don't even send it to full council. We just hire the contractor, and we usually have one or two on board, and just send it to them, and then they take care of it.
I have a question for you, Dan. Are you comfortable with orphan well calling an emergency, well plugging committee calling an emergency, and then we plug, or do you want feedback from the Bureau?
Bureau has to, they have to identify it and tag it. And then once they do that, they send it to us, and then we approve it and decide who the vendor is and contractor is, and then we get it done. And it never even comes to full council. We may report on it. Because usually they know about it.
My only recommendation is with five wells, we can start plugging wells. We're sitting around too long on this, I believe. Instead of one well, we got five on the list ready to go.
We've got several wells on the list that they've been sitting on the list for over a year that need to be taken care of. And this one's getting worse. I mean, it was purging, and now they say it's encompassing a lot of surface.
I think this we need to be clear what this resolution does. It gets us around the CBA, which is the Credit Bidding Act. That's all this does. So Tammy Leeper can act however we handle it through well plugging or whatever. That's why we're
champion
for the five wells.
And let me follow up too. And you're asking, is the BIA going to allow us to use those funds? Those are our funds. Yeah. They give it to us so that we could circumvent the competitive bid, three bid process. We could just say, it's an emergency, get this done. And then the funds are over here at the nation. And the only one that has to approve those is, and I think Pam's told us before, that wellhead remediation is okay to use for plugging.
I agree with you, Mr. Chair. I second Chair. However, I think Paul Rebar is going to approach Tammy Leeper. She will ask for a resolution so she can use this. So that's why I'm saying we add five and get this thing done.
I'd like to clarify after Councilman. Can I go to the next one?
Sure. Thank you.
Councilman Rebar, then Councilman Red Eagle.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to add one more well to the list, and that is one of the items on our agenda today, that performance well that we're going to talk about.
Thank you.
It's seeping fluids onto the surface right now, and you've all seen the photographs. You wouldn't want something like that in your front yard. We're going to go to the formality.
Let's get them all.
Let's consider adding the well on the performance leads to that list.
Point of order.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray will need to amend her resolution, and Councilman Rebard will, if we still don't have an amended second, we'll need that. We're kind of getting lost in all the discussion, and we need to take care of the motion.
Do you want clarification? I would like to take care of this resolution for this specific well, get the vote, and go right into a well on the performance.
So my motion, and make sure that we're clear on it, so you can second it, that we're looking at Ms. Smith's number 11, and I still feel that we should take the other four that are emergency, right, and then performance, and address these emergency wells through sole source and utilize our orphan well money, and what was that other?
Emergency plugging monies.
Plugging. Just for clarity, plugging and
wellhead remediation
that meets the requirements of safety, environmental,
public
safety. And then did you second?
I'll second.
And the second's completed. Let me have Lacey for just a second.
If we are specifying wells and which wells we are doing, I need specific
legal.
So I suggest just saying that the council approves giving it to the well plugging committee and letting them sole source it.
Without the identification, and that way we can select
and determine which ones
do your committee. Are you
okay?
Yes, point of order, I'd like to hear from Councilman.
We can amend. But again, we've now spent a substantial amount of time trying to get to this motion. I think what we're trying to do, and tell me if I'm wrong, Councilman Redcorn, but we're trying to get the well plugging committee the necessary steps so that they can have something to present to Ms. Leeper to do the sole source. We're also trying to say to the well plugging committee, the council deems these wells to be the most priority wells that we want you to go after first. We're not taking authority away from the well plugging committee. I don't know why they haven't met, whatever the circumstances are on that. But this is a directive from the council to plug these immediately on the basis of their status, and the resolution will be the necessary documentation that Councilman Rebar needs to get the sole source.
Do you want us to go with
that?
If we are going for these specific ones, I need legal descriptions, well numbers, red and red.
Yes. Councilman, are ready?
Can I entertain?
Yes, sir.
Entertain. We add six wells to the list, and the well plugging committee will prioritize that list.
Right. I was going to rephrase this. I liked the recommendation from Lacey, and also from, I think we're trying to do is get these in the committee to address them. And so I think that we're supportive of this. And the motion will be that this will be a priority to the well plugging committee. Because number one, we want Ms. Smith to walk out here knowing that we have addressed her issue and taken care of it, and it is a priority one for us. So I think that's what we're trying to get there, ma'am. And we've got a committee that has the funds that we can address it. So my motion is to put it into the well plugging committee and address those wells that will be identified for prioritization to be plugged.
Stop. Second.
That's the second.
Second. Councilman Rebar, call for the question.
I got
yes, sir. Go ahead.
First of all, just like Council Lady Marlon said, it's getting confusing, And if you're going to make a motion like this, you really need to be really accurate on what you're saying. Otherwise, we're going to go around and around and around. But first of all, I got two questions. How long has the money been over in the nation? And why don't we have access to that money like we used to have through the BIA? And that's my question. Why can't we have just access to that money and plug these wells in?
I got this. Council, you are so correct. The nation is allowing that because of the agreement of the plugging money that we received through the reclamation fund out of Denver. That is correct. All that needs to be taken care of properly through this resolution. Secondly, there is nothing that stopped the BIA from bringing that to our attention and having me approve that like our committee would do. And BIA's funding through the two grant programs and with monies we just talked about, these are two separate groups. This one should have never slowed up, to answer Councilman Radigal's. We should have been able to go into that one and the well that's coming up. Now, once the chairman, on behalf of the council, tells the Bureau of Indian Affairs, we agree, then they go get the contractor. With our money, we're gonna go get the contractor. And that's how it is as of yesterday. And I actually asked them to be here today. Councilman, we've got to wrap this up.
Call for the question.
Let me make one comment though. So everyone knows the monies come from bond forfeitures.
Yes, sir.
And an old underground storage tank program that the BIA had. And they gave to the Minerals Council Nation/ to handle these emergency well plugs, just so you know where the money comes from. Bond forfeitures.
On the BIA side.
BIA side.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Call for a question. We'll take whatever you get.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebard?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that effort that we just had, I wanted to tell you two things.
May
Number
I ask
one,
a question?
Ma'am?
Okay. What about the other two wells? How long do I have to wait for those?
Let me.
The pipe is up. You can't go around it. You can't.
Okay. We'll get to that.
It's not declared a primary or emergency, but he did say P&A, like in the name.
Yes.
So how long do I have to wait on that?
There's a lot of wells like that in the county, and I wish we could plug all of those or do something with them. That I would suggest being referred to the Orphaned Well Committee, where they're looking at the wells, trying to prioritize those that need to be plugged and those need to be produced. So that would be, who's head of that committee? Paul Rebard?
Paul.
Tolley.
Paul Reed, I'm on the Orphaned Well.
Yes, sir. Okay. Council.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that this is a new process. Okay, we've been inherited this program through a grant, which we can't plug any of those from. We just refer these to well committee plug. We just got the money. That responsibility was from the Bureau since 1906. Somehow they're pushing this ugly process off to us. So now we've got the Competitive Bidding Act. We've got to stay within the nation's law to ensure we're not letting Peter over here do all our business. It's got to be fair. Do you understand? So it's going to take a little time, and these guys are ready to roll with it. That's all they need is this resolution. So I know you want to plug yesterday, but this is the way it's going to be. We just got the money. We just got to refocus our process. So have patience with us and come with those other two wells and we'll discuss them and we might send it straight over to Paul.
You're on the list.
I'm on the list.
You're on the list.
Yeah, I'm on the list.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank goodness I'm on the list. And thank you all very much for your time and effort.
We appreciate your consistency. We also appreciate the others that you're next to some areas back in the 1200s is an encampment of ours. From there, everywhere west, back to Turley and Sperry.
Right.
And that's where my great-great-grandmothers were buried. With that being said, God has kept us here. We hope you have a wonderful time and blessings to you and your family, which is our family. And I make no apologies. We'll get them when we get them. Thank you, Council.
Thank you,
Ms. Smith. I'd like to ask that Councilman Rebard, would you like to go ahead and go into item 4D, the performance well that is emergency?
I think we just took care of that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
did. Is it on the list?
We threw that in with this last well plugging.
It's perfect. Then I need to go into item B, approved third consultant for Orphaned Well Committee, Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. We just I've been in communication a lot over this advisory consultant, and chatted with Candy Thomas yesterday. I think we're going to go ahead and do away with this one. It's got so many questions and concerns, and the benefit we're going to get from it is not as great as the other two. So with all apologies, sir, we're going to go ahead and withdraw this advisory committee.
In form of a motion to table?
We're going to
strike it.
Strike it.
Okay, I'll make a motion to strike.
Second.
Motion on the floor and seconded. Motion on by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan to strike. Approve the consultant. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to go into the selection on the, is the oil and gas consultant next? I don't have my book in front.
C is waive 30-day appeal.
Waive 30-day appeal. Councilman Rebar.
Thank you, Chairman. A little over a week ago, I was contacted by an individual named Ken Hawk with Alton Energy. Alton Energy is a company owned and operated by the Alton family, who also operate for decades, a couple of generations. So
yes, sir.
Seha, C-E-J-A. So they're longtime Osage producers. He contacted me to let me know that that Alton Energy had a well on our Osage Nation ranch in part of the Burbank that they determined had a casing leak. And when that well was drilled, they had only, I think, ran 175 foot of surface casing. Years later, they determined that wasn't sufficient. Now they make you run much deeper surface casing. He said that the fact that they know that a well has a casing leak, there is a potential that salt water from the deeper zones could be contaminating the freshwater zone in this well. So they considered it an emergency, but they went ahead and went through the permitting process through the Bureau of Indian Affairs Subsurface Department and was actually able to obtain a permit to plug the well. However, the superintendent is requiring the 30-day notice period to give everybody, all interested parties, an opportunity to object to it or appeal it, which I think is necessary. The superintendent puts this 30-day notice period on all permits, drilling, workovers, plugging. It's something that is relatively new that this superintendent has created. He had asked me, is there any way that we could waive that notice? We are one of the interested parties. The chief is?
Yes.
The surface owner is, which is the Osage Nation. And the mineral council. There are three interested parties. I've reached out to the chief in preparation for this meeting. He said that he would sign a waiver. He needed to run it by the attorney general, which he's doing right now, so that he could waive it as the chief and as a surface owner. Mr. Hawk wanted to present this to us today to see if we would waive it as a mineral council. I think we've done this in the past. So he went to the superintendent. Yeah, I remember voting on a waiver.
That's correct.
Of notice in this room during this particular OMC court. So I don't know what day, we could look it up.
It's literally your second meeting you had.
But anyway, that's here and there. I would be in favor of waiving this notice, and maybe we should as a formality. However, Mr. Hawk went to the superintendent's office this morning at 9:15, and Richard Winlock, representing the superintendent, said it doesn't matter if you get a waiver from every interested party. we still have to wait this 30-day period because it's a regulation. And I called.
Yes.
I call that because I've know that I know the CFRs as well as I know my favorite verses of the Bible, and I don't see that in there anyway. And I don't know why the superintendent is making this company who has brought this to our attention, that we could be contaminating the only water aquifer on our reservation. And we're sitting back waiting 30 days for nothing. And so I just wanted to throw that out for discussion. Mr. actually told me, I guess there's no reason for me to come because superintendent's not going to let me fix the well anyway. So that's why he's not here.
Councilwoman Harvey.
I think this can be remedied, and I would look around to Mr. Pipestem for clarification if I get this wrong. But I think that one of the things that we need to do is, it's our interest. The IA is our trustee. I think we have a resolution that says that we are demanding, directing, requesting, whatever the appropriate word is, that this well be taken care of immediately due to the environmental concerns it presents, and that the council hereby waives any common objection, whatever the wording is. I'm happy to support this resolution, whether you make it or I make it, but I think that we have to not only waive, but request the BIA take this step. And then the ball is in their court to show us what the regulation is that they can't do it.
Second chair.
I agree with that approach. On the landowner notification, all I remember is when it first reared its ugly head and was like, where did this come from? How did you come up with this? I don't think it's in the regulations. I think this is a policy that they implemented themselves. It's not a regulation, it's a policy that they put in place. But at that time we asked them, can we waive a landowner? If a landowner's fine with it, can we waive that 30 days? And at that time, as I recall, they said it doesn't matter, that they still have to have that 30 days. Now that's how I recall it and how I remember it. But I do know that the environmental angle has worked, I believe, in the past on other companies, where they say the casing leak is where it's such that it may impact the groundwater and the environment, and that kind of fast tracks it to where they can get their permit a little quicker. So that are just my thoughts on it.
Council Burke.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with Councilwoman Harlan and Secretary Chair Yates. Just an added comment that if we tear a compact contract, we could be deciding how and what this is implemented. It sounds like we don't even want it because it's not statute, it's policy. So just another benefit that we could expedite this and other ABB and other environmental issues. Sorry, quick comment.
No, it's perfect timing.
I would like to make a formal motion.
Yes.
That the council pass a resolution today requesting Mr. Pipes.
I would say requesting. I mean, if it's a regulation, if it's not a regulation, it's still a request. I mean, we're not demanding on it, but say on why you're making the request, because of the environmental impacts that can trigger some immediate more likely to trigger immediate action.
So my
I could interject something here before we get too separated out. I'm Osage. I'm part of that nation they're talking about, and I don't want the government doing our people right away on our property. We face this every day. So I just want to tell you, it won't happen on Waller Ranch, it won't happen on Cochee property, and it won't happen on the nation. No, I'll take any other requests.
Let me finish my
thank
motion.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry.
the motion is that we pass a resolution today requesting the Bureau to take care of this will immediately, and in doing so, we also are waiving any objection we might have.
I'll second that.
Seconded.
Very nice.
And it needs to include the for environmental reasons.
Because of the environmental impact, we request.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
But are we also requesting that she explain?
Let's just get the request in first, because that's how they're going to keep us at bay, by keep requesting things and they don't show up. Okay. I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebart?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
I recuse myself.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Councilman Redcorn, did you enjoy Ponca Dance last weekend? When you got this crew. Brother, I rarely see you ever sick. So, we're feeling for you.
I try to stay in the same walk.
Waving. I'd like to take a. That cover everything until we get to executive. I'd like to make a motion, take a short break before we do, call to go into executive discussion.
Make a motion to go into
second.
Second, I have a motion from Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Harlan, go into executive session. Please call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, we'll take a short 2 minutes.